Hello and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is August 11th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up is the weekly news from the Nikonian's Academy and director Mike Hagen. Number one, our Nikon Capture NX workshops are a fantastic way to get to know Nikon's premier image editing package. If you've ever wanted to fully understand how to incorporate NX into your digital workflow, then this is the class to attend. We cover advanced topics such as color control points, gradients, masks, adding metadata, as well as all the foundational topics like creating new steps, doing curves adjustments, saturation, and hue. We'll spend the first part of the day getting oriented with the software package through hands-on tutorials, and then spend the second part of the day digging in and really working on improving your photo editing technique. The last section of the day is reserved for you to work on your own photographs, as the instructor helps you with specific image enhancement issues. Mike guarantees that you'll come away from this workshop with a new appreciation for this excellent program. Your photographs will thank you, and I have to admit, I love Capture NX. I don't understand all of it, I'm still learning it, but it's absolutely fantastic. Second bit of news from the Nikonian's Academy is all about Ontario classes. The workshops in Toronto, Ontario, in Canada are wrapping up this weekend, and there was a great turn up. Next up, we have available seats in Indianapolis, Indiana. Those workshops are the 6th through the 9th of September. Winston Hall will be teaching the D200, D80, and D70, Capture NX, and Wireless Flash. After that, he will be in Raleigh, North Carolina from the 13th through the 16th of September. Sign up now at www.nikoniansacademy.com. Finally, I want to remind you about our newest location, which is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Carmine Piccarello will be teaching 4 workshops in October. That's the 25th through the 28th. And he will run a fantastic outdoor photography workshop on that Friday. So, using your Nikon D200 or D80, D70, SLR. Those workshops will show you how to put all the book learning into real-world use. So check out this new workshop, and you can find out about the new instructor, Carmine Piccarello, and find his page as well at that NikoniansAcademy.com website. Well, thanks, Mike, for your update, and hopefully we'll have another one next week. Moving on to news from Nikon, the Nikon D200 wins the DIWA Platinum Award for the best digital camera system, and they say that the D200 outperforms even more expensive cameras in its class, so that's wonderful. NASA has its eye on multiple D2XS bodies, as well as various Nikkor lenses and speed lights for use by the U.S. space program, which is a kind of fun bit of news. Nikon UK has teamed up with Wanderlust magazine once again for the 12th annual travel photography contest. Now, the finalists in the amateur category will win trips to Australia, while the winner of the professional category will be walking away with £5,000 sterling, which at current conversion rates is about $10,000. And finally, our friends at Imaging Resource once again have a new piece of nifty information. They have details of a new Nikon RGB imaging sensor. So if you're interested in this news from Nikon, please click onto the blog for this particular podcast, which can be found at podcast.nikonians.org, or as part of the news blog at blog.nikonian.org. www.hoyahelp.org as well. In other news, Hoya has finally succeeded in their bid to acquire Pentax. I've made a few updates about the ups and downs of this, but it seems to have finally gone through. For starters, Hoya will hold a 90% controlling interest in Pentax and will most likely seek to obtain the rest of the stock later on. And Sigma announces their third annual photo contest. This year's theme is Summer Dreams. So find out more about those two bits of news as well in my blog. Moving on to the forums. There are calls for Nikonians in Boston and Indiana. So if you're listening and you live in Boston or you live in Indiana, please click on the link to those particular threads and give your fellow Nikonians a shout out and let them know that you're there if you're interested in getting together with other Nikonians. My forum of the week this week is printers, scanners, and color management. And, well, why did I pick this? Simply because I've been printing and color managing and trying to get a handle on all of it. So I figured that was a pretty good forum to throw out to you folks. If you have any questions, problems about those particular topics, there is a forum for you and lots of people willing to answer questions. Maybe they've had the same trouble you're having and can give you a quick fix. My choice photo of the week is called Daughter's First Post, which I really like, and I really like the story behind it, so take a look at that, and please, by all means, give some feedback on that picture for the poster and his daughter. Now, that wraps it up for me this week, and I will be back next week for another edition of Nikonian's News Flash. Don't forget, you can always email me at newsflash@nikonians.org and let me know what you think, or drop us a line in the podcast feedback forum. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you all again next week.